baseball's regular season was supposed to end today, but the Detroit Tigers and Minnesota Twins had other ideas.
Tigers are still alive.
And so are the Twins, after both teams won today. That sets up a single-game playoff on Tuesday just to get into the real playoffs. The winner will be crowned American League Central Champion. Kevin Blackistone is a frequent panelist on ESPN's Around the Horn and a regular on our show. He says despite today's drama, the pennant race has been a bit of a dud.
So much of a dud, in fact, that Peter Gammons, the Hall of Fame baseball writer, even suggested about a week ago that baseball should look into expanding its playoff and adding a couple of wild card teams just to add some more drama to the end of the season. That's how dull it has been.
Wow. I want to ask about the Yankees because they started the year under a dark cloud. There was the story about Alex Rodriguez's steroid use.
Right.
But they had the league's highest payroll, and they ended up with the best record in regular season baseball. But as they have shown lately, money doesn't guarantee playoff success.
It sure doesn't. But I tell you what, they really are kind of a surprise team this year just because of the backdrop that you just laid out. There was so much turmoil coming into this season, and lo and behold, they wind up as the best team in the game. They're a fantastic offensive team. They've had pretty good pitching through most of the year, and every other team, particularly their major rival like the Boston Red Sox, has had to deal with turmoil that has really kind of sunk them this year. So the Yankees go in as somewhat of a favorite, but as you said, money's not guaranteeing everything here. They've got some injury concerns in their rotation that could kind of slow them down. So we'll have to see how things go for the Yankees.
Kevin, if you could pick a dream matchup among these playoff teams for the World Series, what would it be?
Oh, it'd have to be one, the Yankees, because you want to see all that star power. And
all the hatred and bile directed towards them.
Exactly, and see them in that brand new Taj Mahal of a stadium. And to see them against probably the St. Louis Cardinals, another team drenched in baseball history and probably has the best player in the game right now in Albert Pujols.
Finally, Kevin, let's talk pro football. Not the NFL, though. There's a new league opening this Thursday, the United Football League.
Right.
The last time somebody tried to challenge the NFL was in 2001 when Vince McMahon, the pro wrestling entrepreneur, brought us this experiment.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the XFL!
I've got to be objective as a reporter here, but the XFL was really bad.
It really was bad. I think the most memorable thing about that was the player called He Hate Me. Other than that, it was pretty forgettable.
So is the UFL positioned any better? I mean, why do they think they'll be able to succeed?
You know, everyone tries to go up against the NFL from time to time, and no one succeeds. They're going to start out on Thursday night. That's not a bad idea, but, you know, college football is very big and kind of owns Thursday nights now, so we'll see how far this goes. But I've got to think that the NFL, once again, will slay this upstart opponent.
Kevin Blackistone is a national columnist with AOL Fanhouse and a regular guest of ours here on All Things Considered. Kevin, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for the invitation.